So let's move on to, and this is going to be a cool topic. This is one of the most fun things in the world. I think this is, to me, when I first saw this, this was freaky cool. If you watched the first session, you've seen this, but I want to show you a little bit more about this. It's writing help. Now, you putting in help into your tool, especially if you're going to give it to somebody else, is to me one of the most important things in the world. However, when I started scripting, putting in comments and putting in help was the last thing that I did. You know, it was just bang out the script and, can I have that? Yeah, here. So you've given us this capability of creating the same kind of help that all the commandlets come with.
Yep.
And it's fast and it's easy. All we have to do is do it, right?
Yep. Just do it.
Well, let's...
No more excuses.
And I think that's no more excuses is the point to that. So let me open up the new set. So we're going to go on into the help system. Oh, and it would be helpful. Ah, see, helpful. Here's what we're going to talk about. Why you should provide help, which we started talking about because you should.
3 a.m. in the morning. By the way, sometimes it's your scripts. I've done that myself. Like something bad's going on and it's like, oh, well, it's my script, so I know what I did. But I wrote it a long time ago. So the fact that it's helpful, you know, it's helpful. It's got comments. It used variable names that you can read. These are things that are good.
Yeah, and so, you know, admins, you're the tool maker now. So you have to take the responsibility of making sure that admins get the same expected behavior from your tools that they get from the PowerShell team, the Active Directory team, all of those teams that write help. And so you want to have this detailed help, and it's so simple to do. Let me start off by showing you the help file for the help. I thought it was funny. This is what, module 6?
6.
And so let me just get help on, and it's comment-based help. And so I'm just going to search for comment. And it just brought the file up for me, but it's about_comment_based_help. Matter of fact, you can see right across the top here.
Good Lord.
Is the name of the file. Yeah. And I have to tell you, this is definitely one of the help files I spent quite a bit of time reading because of a couple of notes in here. First of all, comment-based help gives you the same format that all the other commandlets are when somebody uses it and they see it, it looks the same way. But there are a couple of things you're not going to get with comment-based help. How many of you, and go ahead and raise your hands because we can see you. Honestly, we can, it's freaking you out. We can see you. How many of you have done update help with version 3 PowerShell? Yeah. So here's the deal. When you write comment-based help, you're not going to get that feature of update help. You're not going to be able to update your help and have this magical thing happen with your tools, although it does tell you why briefly in here, and this is kind of a tricky subject. So you're going to be able to create your own help. There's also another way to do this, right? This XML-based?
XML, yeah, yeah.
And that's where you get all those features, right, where you can have it do an update help if you have it, you know, stored in a, where you can run your own and do all this. I know June Blender was writing all a bunch of stuff up about it.
Yeah, it's actually part of the modules is required for update help. We have
a
URL.
The modules.
When you do a module, you can have a help URL to go get it.
To go get it. And so the XML-based stuff and the update help stuff is a little bit more complicated. And if you want to dive into that and get in that, you certainly can. But let's get good at some of the comment-based help, because this is a part that a lot of people leave out.
By the way, that's one of those things I just, here's the acid test. Like, when do I use comment-based help versus when do I use this XML and the update help and all that stuff? And I'd say, are you charging money for your scripts?
Right.
If you're charging money for your scripts, use XML-based help. If you're not charging money for your scripts, probably the other one's just fine. Now, that's not entirely true. You know, there's a little bit back and forth, but that's a good determinant.
And I've written a lot of commandlets, and a comment-based help is fast, it's easy, it works. And unless I'm selling it to somebody where I need to be able to do updates and stuff, comment-based help for me is the most wonderful thing in the world. So, guys, let me show you a quick example of comment-based help, and it's all in this help file. Every single thing is in here, so make sure you check out the help file for it. What I'm going to do is, whoops, not even close.
Under par.
I know, keep telling me because I, So, if you watched the last one, we showed you comment-based help real quick, but we didn't show you the whole story. First of all, And this is going to be kind of interesting because I'm going to ask Jeffrey a couple of bizarre questions here. Comment-based help is, and I want to show you guys that comment-based help, first of all, placing it, notice we've got block comments, which are the block comments, first of all, which
I love them.
Are great. Now, usually in a lot of languages, when you comment something out, that means that the parsing engine in that ignores it. That's not the case here in comment-based help. As a matter of fact, we're paying attention to what you do. See, we not only know when you download stuff from the internet, we're watching what you do in your comments. So, careful what you type in there.
Like Santa. No, he's like naughty Santa. And nice.
So I've got one keyword in here that I want you guys to see. It's called dot synopsis, and I'm gonna call it. This is the short description. Just want to make sure I don't have it anywhere. Okay, good. And I want you to see the cause and the effect of this. First of all, before I run this, or actually, I'm gonna just run it. And notice it's called get test help. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna do get help on get test help. And I want you guys to see that. Looky, synopsis. This is the short description. So you can start adding in the same things that commandlets have. But here's...
Yeah. So notice you got name, and you didn't do anything for that. We gave you that.
Yeah, you gave us that
free. And then go down.
You've given syntax for free.
And then some related links. And if you did minus full.
Yeah, let me do that full real quick.
Now just so you see what's happening here.
Is... we don't have any parameters defined yet,
what happens is this help, we're actually pretty clever about this stuff. What we do is we take a look at the document, we take a look at the metadata, and from that metadata, we're able to generate a certain amount of help. And then, you gave us some extra information, so we'll bring that in. And, you give us some more. And we just incrementally build this up. By the way, that's why some people were outraged when they heard that we had removed help from version 3. And we said, well, no, it's downloadable, all this, and we explained all that. And they were outraged. And then they got it, and then they're like, but there is help here. I wish you had more descriptions, but the help's all here.
Right.
The answer is yes, that's right. So what happens is, because we have all the structure, we're able to generate the help files on the fly, but there aren't the strings, these descriptions. And that's the stuff that you say update help to get.
In fact, I want to show you guys this real quick of what Jeffrey's talking about. I'm going to go back to one of my Module 5 demos where as a matter of fact, let me go back to Module 4 where I had one of them. So you can see this. We did show this a little bit in the last one, but this is a great thing to show. So I'm going to run the making objects script. And so 6, remember at the console, you want to add the extra dot in there. And I think it was get comp info. Let me check here. Get comp info. Good. Watch. We didn't do any comment-based help back in that module, or back in that section. So, I can't even type get help anymore. Get help. Get comp info. And I want you to see what Jeffrey's talking about. Look, I'm going to do dash full. Look at everything that they're already providing us. Look at what they've done. Those parameters we were creating. They've already put those parameters in. If you filled in whether it could do pipeline or whatnot, you're going to see that later. That gets all filled in. They've already built the syntax out for us correctly. They gave us the name. All we have to do is go fill in a few more things.
Hey, can you open it up a second? Edit it?
Sure.
Yeah, because there was a comment in the help form or in the Q&A form I wanted to address. Okay, and grab one of those and add a bunch of aliases.
To
any
oh,
of them.
Oh, I, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
like computer
okay,
name. Okay.
So computer name, we'll add in
Okay.
We'll add in.
Add a couple.
So we want host.
Quotes.
Quotes, thank you. Host.
Host name.
And
comma.
So is it comma and it's host. Let's do that. Host name. Host name.
IP address, and then we'll be done.
IP address.
And paren.
Okay. In paren and bracket. Got it.
Okay.
So let me run this real quick. And
do it again. Actually, you know what you can do? Here's even better. Say get help, and then the name of the command, get comp info, minus parameter.
Ooh.
Computer name.
Ooh, parameter, computer name. Which this is really cool because, Oops, it would help if I could spell correctly. Computer name.
And so you see, someone said, oh, well, how do I get the aliases? They're right there.
They're right here.
See, there are your aliases.
Isn't it correct, though, in PowerShell 2.0, though, I don't think they did display in the parameters. So, but which is another reason why you need to be
that
running V3.
That sounds right, because I remember being cranky about that.
Yeah, I think I remember. So this is another reason to run PowerShell V3, because it could be confusing. If you have aliases and you don't know how to see them, blah, 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 that's a problem. In V3, though, you will show you those aliases when you look at the full help. That's where you see all the definition, all the parameter attributes. So it's dash full on get help, or as we just did here, which is really cool, if you just call up that individual parameter. So I'll show it to you the other way. You can also do it, you know, if you're doing dash full, you'll also see it as we go up to the parameter, dun, 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 right there. So computer name, and you see the aliases for it. So what's happening already is awesomely cool. You're already building a help file for me. Now all we need to do is start adding in a little bit more.
Yes.
So with this example, I want you guys to notice, I just added in the synopsis. Now there's other stuff that we're going to add in a second, but there's a couple of locations where you can put this block comments of help. Now you can put it like I have it right here, right in front of the function. Be careful of spacing. It'll be okay if you do one. It's not going to be okay if you do two. So let me show you. You need to put these together and be a little bit careful about the spacing of it. So get help on get comp info. And now you're going to see, well, there's no synopsis. It's the spacing in here. So you want these guys to be tied together. But there's a couple of other locations where we could hide this. And I'm really interested in your opinion.
Are you sure?
Turn the center camera on. I'm not that interested in his. No, I actually really am interested in his opinion on this. I usually put my help before the function.
Yeah.
But this is kind of tricky, though. I'm going to hit Control X and take it out there. There's a couple of other places, right? We can put it here as right under the name inside of the function, right? We can put it there.
If you tell me so.
No, we can. We can put it there.
Okay.
We can also put it down here at the very end, making sure that, again, spacing is crucial, making sure that the end of the block comment is right here at the end of the squiggly. Where do you like your help?
Always at the top. So here's the thing. I have to say that some of these, like, it works here and it doesn't work there, drives me nuts. I am not entirely sure where in that code base that made sense, made sense to do. So, and especially, I mean, if it was, like, wildly, like, oh, you know, of course people want to put it here versus there. But anyway, so I just learn one thing, and I don't think about the others ever, 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 ever. And I put it at the top, and I make sure there's no spaces, and I don't ever think about it again.
In fact,
I don't even do that. I just type Control J, because the next step is synopsis.
Right.
Who? Okay, stop. Okay, you hit it. Good. Okay, spell synopsis. I don't know. I bet you English majors are like, well, of course, it's S something.
It's easy.
Or no, you spell it out. I'm a physics guy, right? I can't spell synopsis. Like, I can sort of say it. Am I saying it correctly?
You're saying it correctly,
okay, anyway.
But I can't spell it either.
Exactly. And remember, you're talking to the guy who can't spell description, okay? Synopsis and all these other things. And I can't remember all the terms. So Control J and the comment-based help is the way I always, always, always do it.
And as a matter of fact, we're going to use that. But so here's the note, guys. Put your comment-based help right here at the beginning of the function. If you join us at PowerShell.org and with the scripting guy, we have the scripting games. Great way for you to practice doing challenges in scripting and getting feedback from the community to help you script better. You always see the comment-based help at the very top of the function when they're writing it. Now, a couple of other things you can put in there is on comment-based help, and let me go to example number two, where, and I'm not going to hand type all this out so you can see it, but there's a couple of other things, synopsis, description. If you want to give an explanation of what the parameter is, parameter, computer name, and then you can talk about what it is. And you can
notice there, okay, so let's stop there. So you say dash parameter, and you can give more details about that, and that shows up in the help file. And you don't have to give it for all of them. You can give it for some and not others.
Yeah. And in this case, I think when we look at the script, I've only given it for one, so that's kind of cool. you can do multiple examples. And you don't have to worry about numbering your examples or anything like that, because they'll take care of it. You just say dot example, give us an example of how it's used. And you should give a lot of examples of the way that you intended this. Oh, please help me with this. I can't convince guys of this. You need to put in examples of how you intended and designed your commandlet to be used.
Versus what?
Versus, a lot of times you'll see somebody will put in just one example.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
Yeah, please help us
again,
with this.
I would encourage you to take a look at, get the help, take a look at the examples for process. I mean, again, I think we did a really good job there. And we showed all the various things you want to do. And it wasn't just, you might say we went a little bit overboard on get process, because we also tried to teach you some scripting techniques. But we did this in the context of, hey, here are the sort of things that you're going to do with this. You're going to run this, and then you're going to pipe it to that. You're going to run this, and then you're going to put it in an object, and then you're going to do that. All those things that you think are going to be common usage patterns, I mean, right, you wrote the darn thing, so you should have a clear idea as to what you think people are going
to
do.
What it's supposed to do.
Now, indeed, sometimes you get surprised by things, but in general, if you see something, people doing something clever or you want people to emulate, you got to show them. Right? Because people's, again, conceptually, here's the way you want to think about it. You want to think about it as people who have hair, their hair's on fire. And the last thing that they want to do is to spend time like trying to figure stuff out. Help, and in particular, examples are just this clear-cut way. Like, look, you don't have to figure it out. Just here, try this. And if you want to get into the details, there's something called Vygotsky's activity theory, where competence comes after performance, which is to say you get people doing something above their level of competence by following your examples. And in doing so, then they're able to learn, oh, okay, and then fill in with competence. Oh, I see how that really works. So anyway, there's theory behind this. Use lots of examples.
So Vygotsky?
Vygotsky was this Russian psychologist, did something called activity theory. That influences a bunch of the things we do.
You know, we have these things called Jeffreyisms. This is going to become one of them. One of my favorite ones you had written a blog on, and this is when I'm scripting, I think of this, and also when I'm doing help, I actually think of this. And I'll see if I can get the quote correctly. But you were quoting, I think, somebody else, and I'm sure you probably remember who. And the quote was, a vision without action is just a dream.
Yeah.
And so when I'm working with a commandlet, or hallucination, yeah. When I'm actually writing a commandlet, the way I'm testing the commandlet, every way that I'm testing it, to me, should be an example in there.
Exactly.
That's the actions that I'm taking, is that if I envision that you should be able to use it this way, then that needs to be an example of that you can type and that you can use.
Yeah, so, you know, another way to say it, it's the golden rule.
Yeah.
Do unto others as you would have be done unto you. When you're trying to learn something, how do you like to learn something? I bet you it's examples. So.
And it's not Carlos whatever. Or. So guys, take a look. I've got a couple of examples in here, and I want you to see this. This is the comp info commandlet. The rest of the code has all been the same. This is what we were using earlier on. I haven't changed anything. Notice it's still ordered, all that kind of stuff. And so now we're adding in the help support and value to this. Let me run it. And so you can see that now we've got beautiful help and we've done it correctly. So get comp info.
Why don't you do show window?
And I think you're right. Let's do show window. I've got to get in the habit of that because this is totally awesome. So as you can see, everything that I've written in here, everything that gets generated for me automatically, the description, look at the parameters, computer name, I gave a definition to, so there's my definition. Also, this supports pipeline input, so now you're starting to see that being added in for me. You can go down and here's each parameter. I guess I added in error logging as well, but notice I didn't add in a definition for log file. And then there's all of the examples.
So show that. Where'd you get that text for error logging?
For error logging?
Yeah.
Switch to turn on error logging. You know what? I have to take a look.
Go look at the parameter. You didn't know that?
I didn't know that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so go put a...
That was as easy as doing that?
Yeah, put a comment in front of log file and do it again.
Guys, do you see what he's showing? I didn't know this. This is kind of freaky cool. I'm going to put a comment...
Worth your money to show up, wasn't it?
It was worth my money to show up for this. It was definitely worth. So let's put in this.
Wow, isn't this rocking?
Well, yeah, if it's going to work, wow, isn't this rocking? Rocking. So what you're saying is that's going to show up here.
I don't know. Let's find out.
Oh, my God. I didn't know you could do that. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So there are, again, multiple ways to do things. the best practice is probably going to be to put it up here in the examples and the parameter where you're defining it. But that is awfully kind of cool. I didn't know that would happen. That's surprising. And so we've got a nice help system at this point and all the help that we need for our people that are going to be working with this commandlet. This at this point has started to become something that looks, smells, and feels very professional. So you've got help that's in here. This commandlet produces objects. That's important. It produces objects so it can work down the pipeline with select and where and all and convert to HTML and all that kind of stuff. I also have supported pipeline input for parameters that make sense that I might want to pipeline things to them, like computer names. It's very helpful to think about what is going to need to be pipelined to this commandlet because you want to support pipeline input. We've actually been doing quite a bunch of stuff today with all of this.
Yeah, by the way, so did you show them the examples? I'm sorry, I was thinking about something else. In the help?
Oh, in the help? I think yeah. I did. Let me just pop it up again real quick. Down here. Oh, look how, they numbered the example. See, PowerShell guy, they numbered them. There's the definition, I wrote that in
there.
Yeah,
so now here's the thing. Okay, now make this go away.
Make this go away.
Yeah, and let's change it a little bit. Let's add like a host name alias to computer name.
Ah. Okay. So computer name.
What's alias host name?
Yeah, so we'll do alias, whoops. Bridge too far. There we go. Host name. Bink.
And then compile it.
Oh, did you just say compile it?
Well, actually, that's what happens.
That's what. So, do you just want to show the help?
Nope. No. Now I want to run. Now from here, say get comp info minus host name and then DC1 or whatever.
Host name. DC.
Yeah, whatever. Carriage turn. Okay, guys, now watch this. So now, go and select that output.
Oh, select the output.
Yeah.
What, like this?
Yeah, and all the way up to the top.
Oh.
Yeah. Whoop. No, starting with the command line. I'm showing people how to do help.
Oh, okay. Oh, maybe.
Yeah, so grab that.
Grab this.
Control C.
Yeah.
And then just go back up into this, and you just say dot example and paste.
Oh.
So you just say dot example.
Dot example.
Paste. And then do it again. And then you'll save it. And now do a show.
This is really cool because this is a nice way to do it really quick to get your examples in there with some results.
Exactly.
So people can see what the results are. So in this case.
Hope it works.
Get confused. Well, I'm going to feel real stupid if it doesn't. Show window. Scroll down here. I like this a lot because I know what this is. Yeah,
you make it wider, but yeah.
Yeah, we could do the formatting a little bit different. We could use format commands, that kind of thing, to get the formatting. But what an easy
way work.
To grab it and put it into the help file.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome. Oh, that's totally cool. Well, guys, you know what? This is about all we need to do with help files. comment-based help is awesome. What you have to do is make sure that you're using it. We've gotten our code up to a point to where this is a viable tool now. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break, a 10-minute break, and when we come back, we're going to show you a little bit about error handling. What happens if we were running this and the computer wasn't available? We want to show you what happens, what PowerShell does by default, and how to control this, and how to create your own error log. And then we're going to start showing you the dangerous stuff. We've been getting information. I know. Not the Carlos Danger stuff. We've been getting information. What happens when we want to set or change some information?
Oh, I like that.
Set or change. So see you in 10 minutes.
10.